"Harry, what's happening?" said Lupin, meeting him at the foot of the stairs. "Voldemort's on his way. They're barricading the school. Snape's run for it. What are you doing here? How did you know?"
"We sent messages to the rest of Dumbledore's army," Fred explained. "You couldn't expect everyone to miss the fun, Harry. And the DA let the Order of the Phoenix know, and it all kind of snowballed."
"What first, Harry?" called George. "What's going on?"
"They're evacuating the younger kids, and everyone's meeting in the Great Hall to get organized," Harry said.
"We're fighting."
There was a great roar and a surge toward the foot of the stairs. He was pressed back against the wall as they ran past him, the mingled members of the Order of the Phoenix, Dumbledore's army, and Harry's old Quidditch team, all with their wands drawn, heading up into the main castle.
"Come on, Luna!"
Dean called as he passed, holding out his free hand. She took it and followed him back up the stairs. The crowd was thinning. Only a little knot of people remained below in the Room of Requirement, and Harry joined them. Mrs. Weasley was struggling with Ginny. Around them stood Lupin, Fred, George, Bill, and Fleur.
"You're underage,"
Mrs. Weasley shouted at her daughter as Harry approached.
"I won't permit it. The boys, yes, but you've got to go home."
"I won't."
Ginny's hair flew as she pulled her arm out of her mother's grip.
"I'm in Dumbledore's army.
A teenager's gang.
A teenager's gang that's about to take him on, which no one else has dared to do," said Fred.
"She's 16,
shouted Mrs. Weasley.
"She's not old enough. What you two were thinking, bringing her with you."
Fred and George looked slightly ashamed of themselves.
"Mum's right, Ginny," said Bill gently. "You can't do this. Everyone underage will have to leave. It's only right."
"I can't go home,"
Ginny shouted, angry tears sparkling in her eyes.
"My whole family's here. I can't stand waiting there alone and not knowing, and..."
Her eyes met Harry's for the first time. She looked at him beseechingly, but he shook his head, and she turned away bitterly.
"Fine,"
she said, staring at the entrance to the tunnel, back to the Hogshead.
"I'll say goodbye now, then, and..."
There was a scuffling and a great thump. Someone else had clambered out of the tunnel, overbalanced slightly, and fallen. He pulled himself up on the nearest chair, looked around through lopsided, horn-rimmed glasses, and said,
"Am I too late? Has it started? I only just found out, so I...
Percy spluttered into silence. Evidently, he had not expected to run into most of his family. There was a long moment of astonishment, broken by Fleur turning to Lupin and saying, in a wildly transparent attempt to break the tension,
"So, how is little Teddy?"
Lupin blinked at her, startled. The silence between the Weasleys seemed to be solidifying like ice.
Oh, yes. He's fine," Lupin said loudly.
"Yes, Tonks is with him, at her mother's,